Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Ayin He. Today's daf is being studied for the Fu'ash Shelema of Norman Silverstein Ben Mary. El na'refana lo betoch she'an chole amo Yisrael. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'ilu nishmat Hacham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanichem began Eden. Amen. We are starting on daf Ayin He Amud Rishon at the Mishnah, towards the top of the daf, 10 lines down. And the Mishnah begins. This is a Mishnah that we actually had in a previous Gemara, and now we're going to see the source of it. The Mishnah says, Shete chaserot zu lifnim mizu. You have two courtyards. They're back to back to each other. One is in the back. We call that the pinimi, the inner hatzer. And the one on the outside is called the chitzona. Erba ha-pinimit, let's say the members of the inner hatzer made an eruv for its members of the chatzer, velo erba ha-chitzona. But the outer chatzir did not make an eruv. Hapinimit muteret. So the inner chatzir that made the eruv, those members can carry in their respective chatzir. Vachitzona asura. However, the outer chatzir is forbidden. Now, the Rashi right away tells us, Zu lifnim mizu. Pinimit petucha lechitzona. The inner is open to the outer. Vechitzona leshut rabim. And the chitzona is open to the public domain. Vedrisat ragrash shel pinimit alechitzona. And the only way that the members on the inner chatzir can leave and access to the shut rabim is to have to walk through the outer chatzir. That's their only way out to the shut rabim. Latzet leshut rabim. So Rashi continues. Erba pinimit. La'atzma, if the pinimit made an eruv for itself, le'taltel b'chatzera, in order for them to carry in their respective chatzer, so then it's very simple. They can carry in their chatzer, but the outer chatzer that did not make a eruv, they would not be allowed to carry. That's the simple case. Second case of the Mishnah. Ha'chitzona ve'lo ha'pinimit. Let's say the outer chatzir made an eruv, and the inner chatzir did not. There the Mishnah says, Shetehen asurot. Both the inner chatzir, that's obvious, they didn't make an eruv. But even the outer chatzir that made an eruv is forbidden. Why? So Rashi tells us a very important klal. I read Rashi, Shetehen asurot, because the inner chatzir is, for them it's forbidden to carry, because they did not make an eruv. So that's called regel ha'asura bimkoma. Literally, the leg that is forbidden in its place. Meaning they are not permissible to carry in their area. And they're opened up into the chitzona. And the only way for them to leave is through the chitzona. So therefore, they're oseret. Bedrisat regel ala chitzona. Let me explain to you outside. When you have a inner chatzir that did not make an eruv, so of course those members of that chatzir are forbidden to carry. Even though the chitzona did make in the eruv, and if technically the chitzona should be permissible to carry in the area, they're not. Because since the pinimi has rights, walking rights, through the chatzir chitzona, and the only way for them to leave is through the chitzona. Since the pinimi is asur in their place, they're also osir the place that they have walking access to. And therefore the Mishnah says, shtehen asurot. Both the pinimi is forbidden for them to carry, and also the chitzona that made an eruv. Still the pinimi, they're walking rights through the Hatzera Chitzona is osir them. So that is the second case of the Mishnah. Third case. Erba zu le'atzma v'zu le'atzma. Let's say each Hatzer, respectively, made their own Eruv. The Pinimi made an Eruv for themselves. Chitzona made an Eruv for themselves. Zu muteret b'fnei atzma v'zu muteret b'fnei atzma. So then each Hatzer, respectively, is permissible on their own. Now, let's analyze this for a second. In this case, the pinimi is permissible to carry. So that would be called regel hamuteret bimkoma. A feet, meaning people, that are permissible to carry in their place. So this opinion obviously is holding that they are not going to osir the chitzona. Even though technically they could walk through the chitzona, and they did not make an eruv with the chitzona, they made an eruv just for themselves, and the chitzona made an eruv for themselves. This opinion holds that regel hamuteret bimkoma is not oser shelo bimkoma, and we will see this further in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva is oser hachitzona. Rabbi Akiva says no. That even if they made separate Erubin, the Pinimit alone and the Chitzona alone, Rabbi Akiva says, the Chitzona is forbidden. Why? Shedrisat regel osarta. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Pinimit will always osir the Chitzona. Since the Pinimit has walking rights, and they walk through the Chitzona, even though they are permissible to carry in their own place, but their walking rights through the Hatzer HaChitzona is osir them. Meaning Rabbi Akiva holds, not only regla asura bimkoma is osirit shelo bimkoma, but even regla muteret bimkoma is osirit shelo bimkoma. Rabotai, you have to keep in mind. We're talking about in a case now where each Hatzer made their respective Eruv, but they did not join together. Of course, if they join together in a collective eruv, then there's no question. And the pinimid is mutar, and the chitzonah is mutar. Here we're talking where each one made a personal eruv. The pinimid for themselves, the chitzonah for themselves. So the chidush of Rabbi Akiva is, even though the pinimid can carry in their area, they are osir the chitzonah. How? Through their walking rights. Since they walk through the eruv, the hatzer chitzonah, they have the ability to osir the chitzonah from carrying, even though the chitzonah established an eruv, but they only established an eruv for themselves. Now the pinimi's walking rights is as if they're part of that chitzonah, but they didn't join in the eruv with the chitzonah. So the walking rights forbid the chitzonah, even though they're permissible to carry in their own place. So that's what the Mishnah says in the first wide line. The bi'akiva osir the chitzonah shedrisat haregel. But Hachamim hold, en dirisat haregel osarta. The rabbis hold that if each individual hatzer made their own eruv, they do not have the ability to osir each other. Meaning the pinimit will be permissible and the chitzonah will be permissible as well. Now the Mishnah gives another case. Shachach echad min ha-chitzona ve-lo iriv. Let's say one of the members of the outer hatzer forgot to partake in the iruv. Because normally when you make an iruv hatzerot, all the members have to partake in the iruv. If one member does not partake, so then he forbids the whole hatzer. So what happened? One of the members of the chitzona forgot. Shachach echad min ha-chitzona ve-lo iriv. So the Mishnah says, ha-pinimit muteret. Well, the inner hatzer that made a legitimate eruv, they remain mutar. Va-chitzona asura. Okay, but the chitzona obviously is asura because one of the members forgot to partake in the eruv. Min ha-pinimit. But let's say one of the members of the pinimit forgot to join in the eruv, ve-lo iriv, shtehen asurot. Now both become asur. Why? The pinimit becomes asur, obviously, because one of the members did not make eruv. So for sure they cannot carry. And now it turns into a case of regel ha'asura bimkoma is oseret shelo bimkoma. Meaning, now the pinimid is asur in its place, they have the ability to oser in the place that they have walking rights through. Meaning through the chitzona as well. So therefore, both cases is going to be asur. And the Mishnah continues. Natnu eruban bimkom ehad. Let's say they placed their eruv in one area. The Gemara is going to explain this means the chitzona. Which means they collectively, both the pinimi and the chitzona, collectively decided to make an eruv for both chatzerot so they can have access back and forth from each other. Now where did they store the eruv? So the Mishnah says they stored it in one area. Like I told you, the Gemara is going to say that one area is the chitzona. Because you have an option. You can place the eruv wherever you want. You can place it either in their chatzer or the outer chatzer. It must be placed in one of the chatzerot. So they decided to place it in the chitzona. Now I want you to understand that when you place an eruv in the chitzona, so halakhically we look at it as if the pinimit people are also in the chitzona, because we consider the residents are where the bread is. And therefore everybody's considered united as one in the chatzer of the chitzona, because that's where the bread is. So now let's look at the cases. Natnu eruban bimkom echad. They placed the eruv in one place, meaning in the eruv in the chitzona. Veshachach echad. And now one of the members forgot. Ben min hapinimit. Ben min hachitzona. Whether it was a member from the pinimit or the chitzona, velo eruv, and he did not join in the eruv, shetehen asurot. Both chatzerot are going to be forbidden. Now, let's analyze why. If the guy in the pinimit forgot to join in the eruv, that's obvious. The pinimit obviously is asur. Now, no, since, I get the rule, regel asura bimkoma, once the pinimit becomes asur on its own, it's oser the chatzer chitzona. That's in front of it. That's based on the rule of regel asura bimkoma, oseret shelo bimkoma. So that case is obvious. The chidush case is that even if the chitzona, if that one of the fellows in the chitzona forgot to make eruv, still both are going to be asur. And the question is, why? The chaura, the chitzona should be asur, and the pinimi should be mutar. So Rashi answers this question. Let's read Rashi together in the Mishnah. Veshachach echad. Afilu min hachitzona velo eruv. Even one of the members of the chitzona forgot to make the eruv. Shetein asurot. Why? The pinimit name asura letaltel b'chasera. Because now the pinimit becomes forbidden to carry in their chatzer. Mishum delo matzel lemehad dasha. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, they do not have rights to put up a door, so to speak, or close the gates of their chaser and say, we don't want to have anything to do with you. Chaser chitzona. V'stulukem mechitzona l'shtumsheb and penavsheb. And to, let's say, desist from the whole situation and just carry in their own area. De'aleta le'eruba gaba. Since the eruv is not by them, they have no option of desisting, meaning we have an answer for the pinimit. The chitzona messed up. One of their guys didn't make the eruv. So now you know what the pinimit technically should be able to do? So listen, you didn't make an eruv. Well, don't mess us up. Our guys did make shituf over here. So we don't want to be one with you. Being one with you causes us now to not be able to carry. We're going to, so to speak, close our gates and we're on our own. They can't do that. Why? Because the eruv is in the chitzona. Once the eruv is in the chitzona, it's as if they are in the chitzona. And therefore, they can't come along and say, we're separate. You're not separate, you're with us. Because the eruv is by the chitzona. So therefore, since they're considered in the chitzona, now, once the chitzona gets messed up, automatically the pinimid gets messed up as well. Because they're all considered one in the place where the eruv is. So therefore, the Mishnah is basically saying, if you have the eruv in the chitzona, no matter who forgets, if one of the members of the chitzona or the pinimit forget, both are become asurot. And the Mishnah concludes, V'imayu sham. I'm sorry. V'imayu shel yehidim. Enam sidichim na'arev. If let's say the two hatzerot have individual residents, meaning you have one house in the pinimi, one house in the chitzona. So in that case over there, they are not osir on each other. Why? That's a good Rashi. She'en bepinimit ela ehad. Because you only have in the inner chatzir one resident. U'bechitzona ehad. And in the chitzona you only have one. En sidichim la'arev za'im ze. Mishum derisat ha'regel. Even though the pinimi, let's say, has walking rights through the chitzona, the kevan diyahidu, since bottom line he's only one guy in the pinimi, so the pinimi has a status of regel hamuteret bimkoma, and the rabbis hold regel hamuteret bimkoma ena oseret shelo bimkoma. Keep that in mind. This is going to be really the machloket that we're going to come out with in the maskana, that the rabbis hold that if the pinimi is permissible in its place, they're not osir the chitzona. Whereas the Bi'akiva is going to hold, we're going to see this in the Gemara immediately, that even if they're permissible in their place, if they did not join in a collective iruv with the chitzona, if they only joined for themselves in their own iruv, their walking rights through the chitzona is osir the chitzona. Which is the Bi'akiva holds, even regel hamuteret bimkoma, osiret shelo bimkoma. And therefore this last statement must be going like the Hachamim, because you have one resident in the Pinimit. Well, one resident is mutar for him to carry. There's only one guy. He doesn't have to make an eruv with anybody. He's the only guy there. So it's regel hamuteret bimkoma. According to Hachamim, even though they have rights to walk through the chitzona, they do not have the ability to be osir them. Whereas the Rabbi Akiva is going to say in this last case that indeed they do have the ability to osir. So the rule of the Rabbi Akiva is it's always asur until both exactly unite in a collective eruv. And the Gemara is going to analyze this immediately. And we start the Gemara. Ki ata Ravdimi Amar Rav Yanai. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Israel, he said in the name of Rav Yanai, Zu Devre Rabbi Akiva, that the Mishnah, its opening case, is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, De Amar, Afilu Regela Muteret Bimkoma, Oseret Shelo Bimkoma. Rabbi Akiva is Mahmir. Rabbi Akiva says even a regel that's permissible in its place has the ability to oser shelo bimkoma. And therefore, when Al Mishnah said that when you made the eruv in both places, shtehem asurot. What's the logic? That's Rabbi Akiva. Why shtehem asurot? Because the pinimit technically should be able to carry in its place with its eruv. The pinimit should be putar. The chitzona also should be mutar. So why shtehem asurot? Because that was the case of the Mishnah. I read it inside. I just want to read the two cases of the Mishnah inside again, so you know what we're talking about. Shtei hatzerot zu lifni mizu, erba pinimit. This is the case I want to analyze. If you made an eruv in the inner, the lo erba chitzona, and you didn't make it in the chitzona, that's obvious. The pinimit will be permissible, and the chitzona will be forbidden. That's not a question. That's the second case. Good. Hachitzona v'lo apinimit. If you made the chitzona and not the pinimit, shtehem asurot. And then we gave the next case was, if you made an eruv for both, but separately, Rabbi Akiva was osir. How is Rabbi Akiva osir? Because even though in the pinimit it's regel hamuteret bimkoma, but since they have walking rights through the chitzona, so he holds regel hamuteret bimkoma oseret shelo bimkoma, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is oser the chitzona. Now, not both. That's what I want to be clear again. Not both. Rabbi Akiva will only be oser the chitzona. The pinimit has an eruv. It's just that they have walking rights through the chitzona, so they can oser the chitzona. So that's again based on the principle regel hamuteret bimkoma oseret shelo bimkoma. So I read the Gemara again. Ki ata Ravdimi Amar Rav Yanai Zud Rabbi Akiva. Al Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Afilu Regel Muteret Bimkoma Oser Shom Koma. Aval Hakamim omrim, but the rabbis hold, Keshem sheregel ha-muteret ena oseret, kach regel ha-asura ena oseret. According to the Abdimi, Hakamim always hold the pinimi can never oser the chitzona. Which means, so long as the chitzona has a legitimate eruv for themselves, I don't care what the status of the pinimi is. I don't care if the pinimi made an eruv, I don't care if they didn't make an eruv, whether the pinimi is muteret la'atzma, not muteret la'atzma. Hakamim hold, you judge the chitzona on its own merits. You know, the pinimi, even though it has walking rights through the chitzona, it is not going to affect. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? How can you say that? Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Irba Chitzona. Right, now we got 10 cases. You made an Iruv in the Chitzona, Velo Pinimit, but not in the Pinimit, Shtehen Asurot. So both of them are going to be Asurot. So the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of that statement? Ilima Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to tell me the author of that statement is Rabbi Akiva, again, you didn't make an Iruv in the Pinimit, but you made it in the Chitzona. How could that be Rabbi Akiva? My idea, why did you have to give me that case of regel asura? Afilu regel muteret nameh. Which means, if that case was Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva holds even a bigger hiddush. Rabbi Akiva holds not only regel ha-asura bim koma, is osirat shilo bim koma, he holds even regel ha-muteret bim koma, is osirat. So that case is not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds even a bigger hiddush. So who must be the author of the statement that says if the pinimi did not make an iruv, which is the Orsir bin Koma, the Orsir as well, the Hitzona, El Alav, Rabbanan, must be the rabbis. And therefore, Avdimi, you're wrong. Because how could you say that the rabbis hold that even Regel Asura bin Koma is not Orsir Shelo bin Koma? From our Mishnah, that statement follows the Shitat HaKharim, that's Mashma, that when the Pinimi did not make an Iruv, they're Orsir bin Koma, and therefore, the Orsir Shelo bin Koma. The Gemara says, no. It's Rabbi Akiva that made that statement. Me'olam Rabbi Akiva, ve'lo zu avzu ketani. And the Mishnah is working with the style of not only this, but even this. Meaning Rabbi Akiva is saying his chidush in stages. The first case of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. What's the case? Where the pinimi did not make an eruv, and the chitzona did. Shtehem asurot. Why? The pinimi obviously was going to make an eruv. The chitzona is going to be asur because it's regel asura bim koma. It's osir b'chelo bim koma. The pinimi is osir on the chitzona. And then the next case of the Mishnah is not only that, but even in a case where, let's say, the pinimi did make an eruv on them for themselves, still it's regel amuteret bim koma. They have the ability to osir shlo bim koma. So for the Mishnah is working with the style of lozu avzu. Lozu avzu means it's building up in stages. Not only this case, but even that case. And therefore, again, our question in the Gemara was, how could you tell me the case of regel asura bin koma is Rabbi Akiva? Has to be Hakamim, because according to Rabbi Akiva, even regel amuteret bin koma is osir. Said, no, it is Rabbi Akiva, and he's giving you the smaller case, then he's building up to the bigger hadush. That the first case would be regel asura bin koma is osir shlo bin koma, and then the next case, Rabbi Akiva says, even regel amuteret bin koma is osir shelo bin koma. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Gamaran says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Irba zula atzma vizula atzma. Right? We said what? If let's say each chatzir, respectively, made their own eruv, zumuteret bifne atzma, vizumuteret bifne atzma. So each one can carry in their own area. So the Gemara makes a diyuk now. Ta'ama di irba. The only reason why they're permissible to carry in their own areas because they made in Iruv. Hallo Irba. Ah, but it's mashma. If let's say, even one of them, the Pinimi did not make in Iruv, Shtem Asurot. That means both of them are going to be Asurot. Why? So the Gemara says, Veha haitana de'amar regel amuteret ena oseret. So that must be that this opinion is holding. If it's regular muteret, it's not oseret. That's why if each one made an iruv, both are permissible. Because the pinimi is permissible on its own, the chitzona is permissible on its own. And the walking rights are not going to oseret, because it's regular muteret. But what? Regular asura, oseret. But the implication is if they didn't make an iruv, so they are going to be oseret, the chitzona, mani. Who's the author of that statement? Ha? Who's the author of that? Idli ma'ribi akivahi. Mi'etamis abi akivah. Afilu regla muteret tameh. What do you mean? He holds not only regla asura, he says even regel amuteret is oser. I mean, if you remember, Rabbi Akiva holds even in the case where both made an Eiruv for themselves, the Pinimid is Oser the Hitzonah. So that came out to be Rabbi Akiva, Ed Alav, Rabbanani. That must be following the opinion of the Rabbanan. If Rav Dimi, you're wrong. How could you say that Rabbanan do not hold that they hold always the Hitzonah is Mutar? You see clearly that Hachem make a difference between if it's regular Muteret b'mkoma or regel Hasura b'mkoma. Hakamim clearly are saying from here that only when it's regular muteri bim koma, that it's ena osere chelo bim koma. But what? If the inner did not make an eruv, which would make them regel asura bim koma, so they're going to be oser chelo bim koma. So Rav Dimi, how can you say what you're saying? Behold, and furthermore, with the sefa Rabbi Akiva, from the fact that the sefa, the last case is Rabbi Akiva, that's the sefa. What is that case of the sefa? Which means at the end of the Mishnah, if you look at the case, it said Rabbi Akiva Oser Hachitzona. Rabbi Akiva said when you made separate Eruvs, Zula Atzma Vizula Atzma, says Rabbi Akiva Oser, it says, the first part of it says Zumuteret Vizumuteret, Rabbi Akiva Oser. It's mashma that the first statement is not Rabbi Akiva, which is Rabbi Akiva's Oser on the Hachitzona because he holds Regla Muteret is Oser Shalom Koma. Must be the first statement that said Zemutar Vezemutar is Hakamim. Reshalav Rabbi Akiva. And therefore the first statement must not have been Rabbi Akiva. And therefore must have been Hakamim. And what is Hakamim telling you? That Zumuterim in Koma Vezumuterim in Koma. And the Hakpidimi is not going to say the Hitzona. Because they hold only regular Muteret is Mutar Shalom, Eno Oser Shalom in Koma. But if it would not be in Eruv, then they would say regular asura shalom bim koma or shalom bim koma. It's neged Rav Dimi. So the Gemara says no. Kula Rabbi Akiva. Really, I tell you now, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. How's the Gemara going to pull this off? The Hasura Mechsera v'Achi Katani. The Gemara is going to tell you we're missing words in the Mishnah. That's the only way you can solve it. Add words to the Mishnah, and we'll read the Mishnah like this. Erba zula hatzma vezula hatzma. Zumu terim b'fnei hatzma vezumu terim b'fnei hatzma. How could that be? If you made it, I'd move in both of them. How can this be Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds that until they make a joint, I'd move amongst all of them. They're all said. So how can it be Zuh, Bifna, Hatzma, Zuh, Bifna, Samutan? So the Gemara says, here's the words that we're missing. It's talking about where the Pinimit closed their doors and made a Daka, which if you remember, we learned Daka in the previous Perek, which is a small little door, small little entranceway, where it's like you have to bend down to walk through. What does that daka accomplish? That's as if the Pinimi is saying, listen, we have nothing to do with you, Hitzona. And then we're isolating ourselves that we don't have to do with you. And therefore, they're not going to Oser themselves, because they have a Eruv, and they're not going to Oser the Hitzona. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason why they Oser the Hitzona? Because of their walking rights that they have able to walk through. In this case over there, by putting up the daka, they're showing, no, we don't want to walk through. We're going to keep to ourselves. So only in that case, Rabbi Akiva will say, Zumu terib ifne hatzma, vizumu terib aval. Lo asta daka. But if they didn't make this daka, hitzona asura. Why? Even though they both made Eruvin, because Rabbi Akiva says, even though the Pinimid has an Eruv, and if it's regular muteret bimkoma, still the walking rights through the Hitzona has the ability to oser the Hitzona. Devrei Rabbi Akiva. Why? Should Rabbi Akiva oser et ha-Hitzona mepne, shedirisat ha-regel oser et. Nachamim omrim. Now what is the rabbi's opinion? They say, en dirisat ha-regel oser et. They're going to say that the Dirisat HaRegel is not Oser. So they were basically the whole Mishnah and all those cases can be following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, let me just review to you the skeleton of our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva starts off saying, if let's say the Pinimit did not make an Eruv, and the Hitzona did, well, that's for sure Asur. But that's telling us the lesser Hidush. That's telling you regular Asura b'mkoma is oseret shelo b'mkoma. Then he came along and added, and he said, even if the pinimi did make an eruv, still it's negel amuteret b'mkoma. They still have the ability to oser shelo b'mkoma the hitzuna, unless they made a daka. That's already separates them. And the rabbis waited until the Rabbi Akiva finished all their cases, and then the rabbis came along and said, in all scenarios, even if the pinimit did not make an eruv, is the key. Even if the pinimit did not make an eruv, hachamim are going to hold that at this point that the hitzuna is mutar according to the Avdimi. And the Avdimi's principle was, the pinimi never is osir the hitzona. I don't care if the pinimi does not even make an eruv at all. Why? Because they hold even regular asura bimkoma is not osir shalom bimkoma. Therefore, the Mishnah can make sense according to Rav Dimi that says the rabbis hold ben muteret bimkoma, ben asura bimkoma. It's not going to affect the hitzona. So again, Rabbi comes that hakanim are arguing on everything. When the Hachamim came along in the Mishnah and said, the Hachamim omrim, en dirisata regel osarta, they mean according to the Avdimi in all cases. Meaning, regel apinimi will never osir the hitzona, whether they made an eruv with themselves, or whether they did not. So therefore, the Avdimi was able to square off the Mishnah according to his opinion. And now the Gemara says, no, impossible. Mativ Rabbi Bai Barabayir. Rabbi Bai asks, "V'imayu shel yichidim." Oh, last part of the Mishnah. Let's say the two hatserot belong to individuals. You have one individual in the inner hatser, one individual in the outer hatser. Now, the guy in the inner hatser doesn't have to make an eruv with anybody; he's alone, so he's mutar. The guy in the chitzonah obviously is also mutar. So, what did the Mishnah say? "En sidichim la'ariv." No, you don't need an eruv, which means each one is permissible on their own rights, and you have to say as well that what? It's regula muteret bimkoma, right? So it's muteret shalom bimkoma. So the Gemara's wait. Ha shel rabbim tzirichim la'arif. Which means only because they were individuals, they do not have to make an eruv. But let's say there was more than one person living in the pirimit. So then of course, they would have to make an eruv. Alma. So what do you see from over here from our Mishnah? Regula muteret bimkoma ina oseret. Regula asura oseret. Means there's a difference between when they don't have to make the eruv and they do have to make an eruv. When they don't have to make the eruv, it's called regula muteret bimkoma, so they're not oser shalom bimkoma. However, if they have to make an eruv and they didn't, so therefore it's regula asura bimkoma, they're going to oser the chitzona as well. Who's that going like? Must be going like shitat hachamim. Oh, so Navdimi, how could you say what you said? Rav Dimi, how could you say that what? That the Hakamim hold, that the Pinimi can never osir the Chitzona? No. Otherwise, even in the last case, that there's a case that they can. Only in a case where they don't need to make an Eruv, where they're just one resident. However, if there was more than one resident, where they need to make an Eruv, they're going to be osir the Chitzona. So the Gemara's questions on Rav Dimi. Ve'od mativ Ravina. Ravina is another question. Now they're attacking Rav Dimi here. Shakach echad min ha-Chitzona. One of the members of the Chitzona forgot to make the Eruv. Ve'lo Eruv. Ha-Pinimit muteret. So we say the Pinimit muteret. Ve'chitzona asura. Shachach echad min ha-Pinimit. But let's say one of the members of the Pinimit forgot. Ve'lo Eruv. Shtehen asurot. So the both of them become asur. The Pinimit is asur because one of the guys forgot to make the Eruv. The Chitzona is asur because it's regel asur mukomaz oseret. Shlom mukomaz ta'ama de shachach. That's only because one of the guys in the Pinimit forgot. Ha-lo shachach. Shtehen. Mutarot, implying that if the guy in the inside did not forget, both will be mutar. Alma regula muteret ena oseret, but regula asura oseret. So basically we proved again from our Mishnah that there is a chiluk between regula muteret and regel ha oseret. Rav Dimi, how then could you say what you said? So the Gemara says, you're right, Rav Dimi is rejected. Ela ki ata ravina maravyanai, gimel machloket vedavar. There's actually three opinions in our Mishnah. Tanakama savar, the rabbis hold regula muteret ena oseret, regula asura oseret. Good. I mean, the rabbis make that chiluk. Meaning, the pinimit is only oser the chitzona if they themselves are forbidden. But if they are permitted, they do not have the right to osir the Chitzona. Rabbi Akiva savar, afilu regla muteret, osirit. And Rabbi Akiva holds that. Even regla muteret is osirit, as we saw in Shita in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan batre, and the last opinion of the rabbis, when the rabbis said in the Mishnah, v'chachamim omrim, en dirisata regel osalta, sabri keshem sheregel muteret ena osirit, kach regla asura ena osirit. So there is basically three opinions. Opinion number one is Chachamim, that they do make the chiluk between regel amuteret b'mkoma and regel she'en amuteret b'mkoma. For example, if let's say the pinimi made in Iruf, and the chitzona made in Iruf as well, so the Chachamim will say, ze muteret b'mkoma ve zu muteret b'mkoma. They do not have the ability to be osir. But if the pinimi did not make an Iruf, then the Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Akiva and say that the pinimi is osir the Chitzona. Whereas the last shita of the Hachamim, they hold no. In all cases, whether the pinimi is mutar or asur, they never impact the Chitzona. So there's three shitot bedavar. The last opinion of the Hachamim is the most lenient, the Biakhtar is the most stringent, and the first opinion of the rabbis is in between. Comes the Gemara and continues. Natnu erubam memkom echad. So we said if they placed the Eruv in one place and one of the members forgot to make Eruv, they forgot to join in the Eruv Hatzeron. So the Gemara says, my makom ehad, says they placed their Eruv in one place. What is this one place? That's cryptic. What are you talking about? Which place did they put the Eruv? So skip the parenthesis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chitzona. Oh, we're talking about that you put the Eruv in the outer Hatzer. Uma ikaru le makom ehad. So why did they call the outer Hatzer Makom Ehad? Say, Chitzona. So give it us, you know why they call it Makom Ehad? Makom Miyuhad L'shtehem. Because it's a place that's designated for both. The Hatzer obviously itself, the Hatzer Chitzona uses it, and the Pinimit also have walking rights through it. So they call it Makom Ehad, which is a flowery way, or a nice way of saying the Chitzona. Tanya Nemehachem, we're going to bring a Braita to show you that this case was talking about when you put the Eruv in the Chitzona. Tanya Nameyachim, we have a Braita. We're talking about again, you have two Chatzerot, back to back to each other, right? Each respective Chatzer made their Eruv. Natnu Eruban b'Chitzona. Oh, clearly it says it. They put the Eruv in the Chitzona, in the outer Chatzer. V'shachach Echad. And one of the members of the Chatzer, ben min ha-chitzona, ben min ha-pinimit, whether he's from the pinimit or from the chitzona, whatever he's from, v'lo erev, and he did not join in the eruv, shtehen asurot. Well, let's analyze again. If the pinimit forgot, it's obvious. The pinimit is asur, and once they're asur b'mkoma, they're oseret, shelo b'mkoma. The chidush is that even if the chitzona is oser, since the pinimit has access through the chitzona, right? Even though, because let's say the pinimi themselves are part of the eruv, but where's the pinimi considered? They follow the eruv, and since the eruv is in the chitzona, right? And so their access rights are going to osir the chitzona as well. So therefore, the Braita continues. Natnu erubam bepinimit. Now we go to the opposite case. Let's say they put the erub in the back. They put the erub in the pinimit. So then the Braita says, v'shachach echad bim bin pinimit v'lo erev. And let's say one of the pinimit guys did not make the erub, shten asurot. Oh, we understand that. Because if the erub is by the pinimit, one of the guys at the pinimit did not make the erub, obvious, pinimit's asur, because one of the members did not make it. Regel asura b'mkoma, oseret, shalom b'mkoma. And here's the chidush now. However, let's say they put the eruv in the back, in the pinimit, and one of the members in the chitzona did not join in the eruv, shtehen asurot. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva follows his opinion. Doesn't matter. Shtehen asurot. Why? Because he holds even, we'll wait until the Gemara to see Rabbi Akiva's opinion, why he says this shtein asurot. Let's get the case again, but you're putting the eruv in the back hatzer, in the pinimit. A member of the front hatzer did not join in the eruv, in their section, right? So Rabbi Akiva says both become asur. Now we have to analyze why should the pinimit become asur. So he's going to explain because once you put the eruv in the back, so we consider the chitzona in the back, right? Because you follow the eruv is. It's like you are where the eruv is. So once already they're considered in the back, so they are considered one. So therefore, they have the right, they have the ability to osir the pinimit as well. Rachamim omrim, bezu, in this case, pinimit muteret v'chitzona asura. In this case, the rabbis are going to say the pinimit is mutar, and the chitzona is going to be asur. Now, again, we're going to have to analyze this case over here, what the logic of the Hakamim is. But bottom line, what's the proof of this Braita? You see proof of this Braita that the first case was talking about where they placed the Eruv in the Chitzonah. And that's what we wanted to say in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, Natnu Eruban Be'ehad, it meant the Chitzonah. Like the first case of the Braita was talking about where they put the Eruv in the Chitzonah. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze this last case. This is the case we have to analyze now, gentlemen. Eruv in the Pinimit. One of the guys in the Chitzonah forgot to partake. Machlok to Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim. So now the Gemara analyzes. Amar le Rabba Bar Hanan Abaye. So Rabba Bar Hanan comes to Abaye. Ma yishena Rabbanan da'amri pinimit muteret. What's the logic why the rabbis say pinimit muteret? Mishum de'ahada dasha u'mishtamsha. What the rabbis say is like this. The pinimit has the eruv by them. What they're able to do is they're able to close their gates and tell the Chitzonah, we got nothing to do with you. Because the Chitzonah is ruining them now. Because now the Chitzonah has rights into them. And one of their members forgot to make the Eruv, they have the ability to osir the Pinimit. So the Rabbi Hakim say, you know what the Pinimit has a right to do? They could shut him out. Once already the Chitzonah guys forgot to make the Eruv, one of their members, the Pinimit guys says, we made the Eruv, we have the Eruv by us. So we're good. You know what? We're cutting you out. How do we cut you out? We close the doors. Good. So the same way the rabbi say you can close the doors, le Rabbi Akiva nameh, tihad dasha uchamesh. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that the outer Chitzonai guys will say the pinimit? Let the pinimit close the doors and lock them out. So the Gemara says, amar le, eruv margila. Which means, it's too late. Closing doors for Rabbi Akiva is not an option. Why? Once they made an eruv amongst both of them, that already invites them in. So once the so you're fighting an eruv now. What does eruv do? It joins. So you can't now make an eruv and all of a sudden say, I have nothing to do with you. What do you mean? You made an eruv with us. So so once you made an eruv with us, it comes out to their detriment. Because the eruv ruins the pinimi now. Because now by letting them in, well, one of their members did not join in the chaser. So therefore now you have one group with one member that did not join the Hazir, it's all said, everybody. So comes the Gemara and says, if that's the case, l'rabbanan nami eruv margila, well, how come Hakamim say you can close the doors? How do Hakamim over here bypass the fact that there's an eruv that joins them together? What gives the Hakamim the right for the pinimit to close the door if there was an eruv made over here? And therefore that should put the Chitzonah in the pinimit, therefore said. So comes the Gemara and says, an interesting sevara. De amra, because the pinimi can tell the chitzona, le tekune shetaftich velo le'avuti. Which means, when I joined you with the eruv, that we came together, why did I join you? I joined you for my benefit. Which means, I wanted to carry in the chitzona. So I said, you know what, to our advantage, let's join you. But I didn't join you to ruin me. I did it litikuni, for my benefit. Velo la'avuti. Now, you guys messed up. So you guys, you ruined it for me? Got nothing to do with you. I'm cutting you out. Since the pinimit, they come along and say, the eruv was made for our benefit, not for our detriment. And therefore, by you guys messing up and not making an eruv, one of your members in your hatzir, you can't now use this eruv against us. No, we're cutting you out. We only want to use the eruv when it's to our advantage. Litikuni. But lo la'avuti. And therefore they can say, you know what? Got nothing to do with you. We're closing the doors. Also, the Gemara says, why can't Rabbi Akiva say that? Rabbi Akiva namet tema. Litikuni shetaftik v'lo la'avuti. Why can't the Rabbi Akiva say that? So comes the Gemara and says, "De amra le mebatelin anach reshuti," which means Rabbi Akiva says, because you have another option. The option is the chitzonah can come along and say, we relinquish our rights in the hatzir. Which is, we learned many times, if let's say one member of the hatzir forgets to join in the eruv, so he's also said the hatzir. Unless he says, you know what? I relinquish my rights, I'm out. I relinquish my rights in the hatzir to you. So therefore, it's still considered one unit. It's not considered a unit plus a guy that did not join. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, it'll be permissible for the chitzonah guys to come along to the pinimi guys, you know what? You can't cut us out. We ourselves are going to relinquish our rights in the hatzir to you. And therefore, that's the option of Rabbi Akiva. Which means, so it comes out Rabbi Akiva will hold also, there's a way for the pinimi to be mutar. Not through closing a door, but through the chitzonah being mevatel their rights to the hatzer apinimit. Once they mevatel their rights, they're not considered part of the equation, so you only have a pinimit dwelling, and therefore they'll be mutar to carry in their area, as well as the chitzonah. So comes the Gemara and says, v'rabanan. So why don't the rabbis say that? Why don't the rabbis have to come along and say, make a door, or close them, just let the chitzonah make bitul? So the Gemara says, v'rabanan, ein bitul yeshut mehatzer lehatzer. Rabbanan v'shita. Bitul only works in one hatzir. But you can't make bitul from one hatzir to another hatzir. That's the rule. Which means, if let's say you're in one hatzir, and one member forgot to make an aruv, he can mevatel the shoot to the other members. But here, it's the chitzonah mevateling their rights to the pinimit, that the rabbis say doesn't work. Oh, so if that doesn't work, what's the only option? Put a door. What's the logic how they can put the door? Because they could tell the chitzonah, the tikuneh shetavtich, velo da'avati. Comes the Gemara now and says, comes out we have a mahloket between Hachamim and Rabbi Akiva. Are you able to mevatel from one hatzer to another hatzer? Hachamim say you can't, and Rabbi Akiva says you can. So the Gemara says, lema Shmuel v'Rabbi Yohanan v'flutat v'Rabbanan v'Rabbi Akiva kamipalge. Earlier we learned a similar mahloket amongst the rabbis Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan. That what? Shmuel held that what? You cannot make bitul from hatzer to hatzer. And Rabbi Yohanan said you can. So the Gemara says, why don't we say Shmuel Amar Kerabbanan, the Rabbi Yohanan the Amar Kerabbi Akiva? We're going to pair up those two rabbis, like these two rabbis. Shmuel above, that said, En Mevatim Hatzer LaHatzer. We'll say, he holds like the rabbis over there, that also say, En Mevatim Hatzer LaHatzer. And Rabbi Yohanan will hold like Rabbi Akiva. So comes the Gemara and says, no, Amar Lach Shmuel. Shmuel comes along and says, Ana de Amre Afilu the Rabbi Akiva. He says, listen, in that case over there, they were discussing a scenario where you have two Hatzerot that are next to each other, not back to back to each other. Okay? They were next to each other, and they wanted to carry, you know, from one to the other. So it was there that Shmuel said, if let's say one of the members on the side forgot to join in the Eruv, Shmuel said, "En mevatlim mehatzer lehatzer." So Shmuel will say like this, in that case I said, bitul does not work, the hatzer lehatzer. However, in this case, I'll hold like when they're back to back, I'll say you can. I'll agree to the Rabbi Akiva. Why? Ad kam lo kama Rabbi Akiva hacha ela b'shtei chatzerot zu lefni mizu. Because Rabbi Akiva only said his case when they are back to back de asran ahadadeh. Because these chatzerot impact each other. The pinimit is osed de chitzonah because it has passage rights. So in that case over there, Rabbi Akiva is going to say, listen, you have to give a leniency over here. Since they affect each other, you have to allow the chitzonah to mevatel reshut because these two chatzerot are considered, you know, affecting each other. Aval hatam. But over there, in the case where I said my name, where they are side by side, mi ka asran ahadadeh, when you have two hatzerot side by side, if each one makes their own eruv, and even if one guy and one eruv forgets, it doesn't affect the other hatzer, because they, again, when you have to remember, gentlemen, when it's side by side, They both had exactly. They have independent entrances. Therefore, they're not also in each other. So therefore, why do we have to rely on Bitul from the shoot? It's not necessary in that case. In this case, I'll agree with Rabbi Akiva, where they're back to back to each other. You have no choice to say Bitul the shoot. So it comes to Gemara and says the other way now. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Rabbi Yohanan will say, normally I hold what? Yesh Bitul mechatzer lechatzer. However, in this case, he says, Ana de'amri afilu Rabbanan. He says, in this case where it's back to back, I will agree to the rabbis. Why? Because the rabbis only said, in bitul the minishut the shoot, lechatzer lechatzer. They said it in a case like this. Ela de'amra le ademibataltli ka'asat alai. In this case over here, Rabotai, we have them back to back, right? The fellow in the Hatser, Achitzona, forgot to make the Eruf. He's osir on the Pinimit. So what do we say? Let them make Bitul their shoot. You're right. But until they make Bitul their shoot, these guys are going to be Asur. So therefore, you're holding us up. Which means, Rabbi Hakamim are going to say, En Bitul Mahatser Lachatser in this case. You know why? Because you can't hold me up even for 1 second. What, now I have to wait for you to make me tour the shoot? And until you guys make me tour the shoot, what, I'm stuck? Nah. In that case, Hakamim say, I don't have to wait for you. I can control my own destiny. I'm going to lock you out, and I can tell you, and therefore, in that case, where the rabbis are not going to necessitate the inner Hatzir to wait even a moment until the outer makes bitul, so in that case, we'll say, in bitul mahatzir lahatzir. However, avalatam mikasar ta'ala. But over here, when the two hatzirot are next to each other, so what does it bother us to say? Yes, bitul mahatzir lahatzir. Which means, these two hatzirot are really not osir on each other. Which means, the hatzir can carry anyway. The only thing we're discussing is, could the hatzir carry in the other hatzir next to it? But it's never osir it in its own place. So therefore, in that case over there, bitul mahatzir lahatzir will work. And then when Rabbi Yohanan says, I can be even going like the rabbis, which means, in my case, where the hatzirot were next to each other, I'll say, yes, bitul lahatzir lahatzir. Because it doesn't really bother me. Even if you don't say it, I can still carry, even before the bitul, I can still carry in each respect, I can carry in my hatzir. I just want to carry in the hatzir next to me. But it's not osir me. So therefore, yes, bitul. But in this case, in bitul mahatzir lahatzir. You know why? Because I don't have to wait until the other hatzir, the hatzir in front of me, is going to make the bitul. And therefore, in that case, in bitul mahatzir lahatzir. Comes the Gemara and continues. The imayu shel yechidin. Let's say the hatzirot belong to individuals. One guy living in the inner, one guy living in the outer. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tane, learn the following. Rabbi learned in a braita. Hayu shelosha asurin. Okay, new case. Let's say you have three houses altogether. Between the inner chaser and the outer chaser, you got three houses. What is the configuration? So it can be one of two configurations. Either two in the outer and one in the inner, or two in the inner and one in the outer. So the Gemara is just telling you in the Braita, if there's three houses in any configuration, it is going to be Asur. Now, we have to understand the logic. I understand the logic when you have two in the inner and one in the outer. They didn't make an Eruf. Oh, so they didn't make an Eruf. It's Regila Asura Bimkoma. Is Oseret, Shalom Kuma. But the question is, what if it's one in the inner? So if it's Regel HaMuteret Bim Kuma, so why is it Oser the Chitzona? And the Braita is telling you over here, Asurin, which means it's Asur to carry in the Chitzona. Why should it be Asur to carry in the Chitzona? If there's one guy in the back, it should be at least permissible for the back, and it should not Oser the front. But it's still Oser the front, at least according to Shitat Hachamim. So no, you don't have to make bitul. It's one guy here. One guy is regel muteret bim koma. So the chitzona, they should be forbidden to carry on by themselves. Again, let me read you the braita. The braita said that hayush shlosha, meaning if there's three houses asurin in all cases. So I'm telling you, if you have the two in the back, I understand why it's asur. Because the two guys in the back did not make an eruv amongst themselves. So they regel asurah mikoma. They have the ability to osir the front hatsir. But if there's one guy in the back, so he is, he doesn't need anything. He's regel hamuteret vimkoma. Why should he be osir the hitzona? So the mefarshim explain like this. Rav Yosef is coming along to say that even if the one house is in the pinimit, the chamim were osir the chitzona, even if they made their own eruv. Even if the chitzona with the two houses made their own eruv. What's the logic? The rabbis made a gezerah. What's the gezerah? They made a gezerah that if we allow the case where there's one guy in the back, they might allow the case where there is two guys in the back. And when there's two guys in the back that didn't make the eruv, then already it is a problem. So Hakami made a gezerah, the Gemara is going to explain that. So again, who made the statement anyway? This is the statement of Rabbi Yosef, learned it in the name of Rabbi. So now we have his side point. The Gemara says, Rabbi Bai said, Lo titzaitule. Don't listen to Rabbi Yosef on this statement that he quoted Rabbi. Because he misquoted. Rabbi never said that statement. How does Rabbi Bai know that? Because he says, Ana amritani hala, because I told Rabbi Yosef the statement, Umishemed Rab Adah bar Ahava amritani hala. And I told them in a different name. I told them in the name of Rab Adah bar Ahava. So where is he quoting in the name of Rabbi? So he says, Hu'il va'ani kohem rabbim b'chitzona. And the quote that he gave Rabbi Yosef was, Hu'il va'ani kore b'hem rabbim b'chitzona. Since in the chatzed ha'chitzona there is two dwellers, so therefore I might come to make a mistake that if I allow the case where the dwellers are in the chitzona, the two, I might come to matir when the dwellers are in the penimit, and that's going to be asur. So when Rabbi Yosef heard this, he says, oh, now I realize my mistake. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mared Abraham. He says, Ribbono shel Olam, you know, the father of Abraham. He was shocked. Rabbim berabbi ihlafli. He says, why? He says, Rabbi Yosef was known, he forgot his learning. So he says, when he was reminded by his learning, when they reminded him, he heard the statement that was made. The statement was made, Rabbim b'chitzona. So he says, I thought, when I heard Rabbim, I thought it said Rabbi. So therefore I said, oh, Rabbi must have made this statement. Shemai says, now I realize I misheard it. When you said Rabbi, you weren't referring to the author of the statement. Adrabah, the author was Rav Adah bar Ahava. So Rabbi Yosef realized where he made his error in misquoting. In any event, that's the opinion of the Braita. Ushmoel Amar, Shmuel comes along and says, Le'olam mutarot. Doesn't matter. Always when you have three houses, it's always permissible. The only case that's going to be forbidden is two in the inner and one in the outer. Which means, Shimon doesn't make a gezerah. Let's review, gentlemen. If you have two in the inner and one in the outer, that's obvious. The two in the inner did not make an eruv. Hasam koma, they osir it. Shalom koma. One in the inner shouldn't be osir the chitzonah, shouldn't have an effect. Which means, because they themselves are permissible in its place, and therefore they should not osir outside. So therefore it comes out we have a machloket between the opinions in the braita. The first opinion makes the gezerah, the second opinion does not. Now, again, I want to review that one opinion before we go one step further and we conclude this shi'ur. When we have two dwellers in the pinimit and one in the chitzonah, so then we said the chitzonah is going to be asur unless the pinimit makes an eruv for themselves, because we said it's regel hasurah. However, if you have, let's say, two in the chitzonah and one in the pinimit, so the regel in the pinimit is not osir at the chitzonah, because it is regel amuteret bimkoma, it's not osir shelo bimkoma. So that should be the din. But the hadush of Rav Yosef is, that case is asud as well, because of a gezerah. And hakamim do not make that, and Shmuel does not make that gezerah. Comes Gibran and says, Amar Rabbi Al-Azhar. Rabbi Al-Azhar comes along and says like this. V'nochri harehu kerabim. Hiddush. If let's say you have one goy in the pinimit. Forget about Jews now. You have a goy in the pinimit. And you have two Jews in the chitzona. So the Gemara says, harehu kerabim. He's going to be considered like two. And therefore we're going to consider it what? Just like when you have two Jews in the pinimit without an eruv, it's legal asunav mukuma, tzosir et shalom mukuma, one goy is considered like two dwellers. And therefore, it's the pinimi is going to sit on the chitzona until they rent from him. Which means the law would be, the only way to get the goy out of the eruv, we said, bitul deshu doesn't help by a goy. The only option is going to be they're going to have to actually rent from the goy himself, meaning rent his property. So comes the Gemara and says, "Mai shena Yisrael de lo asar." Why, when you have a Jew living in the back, why do we say that his derisat regel is not osir on the chitzona? And the rabbis were not worried about the. And obviously, this is going according to the opinion of Shmuel that said that when there's one guy in the back, it's okay. What's the logic? The rabbis were not worried about, let's say, marit ayin or something like that. Why? Demandi yada yada. The people that know who lives in that chatzir, they know there's only one guy. And therefore, tzadik la muter b'mkoma. Umandi lo yada. And the people that don't know how many people are living over there, savar eruv be'irav. That's right. They made an eruv amongst themselves. So there's no problem can come out of it. There's no marit ayin. The people who know how many dwellers are there, they know one guy is tzadik la muter b'mkoma. There's more than one guy. That's right. They adjusted. They made an eruv. And therefore, they're not osir di chitzona. So say this anybody goy. Nochri nameh. Amlina di yada yada. The people that know that there's only one nochri living in that area. Now, the rule is that the derisav goy is not osir, because his residence is really not a residence. So therefore, the people that know who's there, that it's a goy there, no problem. Now, de lo yada, and somebody that say doesn't know that there's a goy in the pinimit, which means, let's say he thinks that there's Jews living with him in that, savar agire ogar. So we'll think that the chatzir is still permissible, because when Jews are living with a goy in a chatzir, what do? They rent his property from him. So then, what are you worried about a goy? The people who know that there's only one goy in there, so there's one goy, well, one goy is not osir. There's no Jews. If there's Jews living with the goy, they'll think that what? That it's still permissible that chatzir, by fact that they rented the property. Gemara says no. Setam nochri I ita de ogar nifa pa'e. Gemara says a Gentile, a goy, when he rents his property, you hear about it. When somebody rents his property, he screams about it and he talks about it and you'd hear it. Now, in this case over here where you don't hear any talk about the rent that they rented his property, so therefore they know that he did not rent the property. So what are they thinking? They think that in this property there's Jews and a goy. Even though there's only one goy, they don't know. They say, listen, if there was a renting over here, we would have heard something about it. And we didn't hear anything about it. And there's a Jew living with a goy in the same property. And therefore this is regel asura bimkoma, because the Jews cannot carry. Therefore, they should also say shalom bimkoma. So therefore, that's what, who's the author of that statement? The bi'azar. When a goy is living alone, he's going to osir it automatically as if he is living with a Jew. Which is when the Jew lives in the outer chatz, in the inner chatzir, one Jew, what's the problem? No mistakes will come out. Whoever knows who's living there knows. Whoever thinks, no, maybe there's more Jews living there. More Jews? So what? They made an eruv amongst themselves. It's still regular muterim kuma. No mistake can come out. However, if it's one goy, well, the people that know it's one goy, good. Then we have no problem. But we're concerned about the people who don't know. They're going to think that what? Maybe there's Yisraelim over there. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? So there's Yisraelim over there. They'll think that what? That they've rented his property. No. Since they didn't hear in this case any talk of any renting, so they're going to think what? That it's the Jews living with the goy. They did not rent this property. Therefore, it's legal asur abim koma. So therefore, we have to osir the chitzona as well. Because they're going to make a mistake. They're going to think regel asura b'mkoma is not osir it shelo b'mkoma. So therefore we had to osir, make a gezerah, that even there's one goy alone without any Jews, because of the marit ayin factor, we're going to have to osir the chatzir in front. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.